other people's ideas.
Welcome back to the podcast. I am joined with my friends Rico and Michael.
Hello.
Hello.
And today we are joined with the same guests from last week's episode, Luz and Linda.
What up?
So today we're going to be talking about almost the same thing. I mean, we have stories, but today is going to be talked about betrayal and friends and your weakest moments, whatever you would like to call it. So Rico, take it away on this one again.
Essentially, we want to really decipher if these situations are really bad when it comes to a friend betraying you, or if it was just a moment of weakness.
If it's forgivable.
If it's forgivable, you know?
Yeah.
And then you guys just put in your input. I think we're going to rate it out of 1 to 5, 5 being the worst, right?
Yeah.
And 1 being like, oh, okay, so we'll put 5 as like betrayal, like ultimate betrayal, like brutal betrayal.
And 1 as I forgive you as a past.
1 being the moment of weakness.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one, well, kind of, it's a good transition from the last episode. It's kind of still about with a little bit with like romance. So, she started having an affair with my then husband, and then lied about it.
Oh, okay.
When my marriage was falling apart, I confided in her. She turned around and told him everything, and I had said, "I'm glad I got rid of them both."
Did you just say dead husband?
Then husband.
Then husband.
So pretty much the friend had an affair with her friend's husband.
And then, like, she was like, oh my god, my
she was the one giving her
having an affair, but it was her.
Oh.
She was the mistress.
Uh-huh.
That's absolutely 5.
That's a 5.
That's a 5.
That's a 5.
Going back.
That's like obviously a 5.
That's the worst.
It's no excuse.
I feel like that's
but
common.
I would say, you know, I'm going to say the other side. If their marriage is falling apart and that couple does end up getting a divorce, what if the mistress and the wife want to end up together? I mean, not together, like, together.
The mistress and the wife?
They want to be friends. They want to be friends. Like, what if they want to be friends?
Like,
or the fuck
like bond over the guy doing
yeah because
thing.
What if you know
no because she still did her friend dirty
yeah she was being super
I mean, I'm just saying like that's a possibility but still a 5 in my eyes it's
no it's a 5
no it's a 5 it's
no,
a 5
it's
it can happen though Mormons
so it says roommate broke our
swingers?
Lease what she say
swingers
what do you mean swingers
never mind
you haven't seen
we'll
the TikTok drama about like these TikTok Mormon moms that are swingers
what's a swinger
Anyway,
okay,
go on.
Let's continue.
So many thoughts are going through my head that are not
we'll
what I think.
To you after.
Okay, so this one's called Savage. Roommate broke our lease and gave me a 1 week notice to move out.
No.
Because she didn't like having a dog. Next week on her Snapchat, her new roommate has a dog. So
I actually have my coworker. She wants to move out because her roommate is allergic to dogs, and so like it doesn't really like she just recently got a dog, so they want to move out. Because her roommate's allergic to a dog. So, like, that I would get. But the fact that she moved out and she still has a dog around her, that's tough.
That is very tough.
That's a 5. Because
that's
like,
a 5?
I think that's a 5. Because you're out here, like, paying rent.
We've only heard one side of the story. What if this roommate's a bitch?
Right.
That's what I'm
saying.
What
I'm saying. I think it's just the fact that they wanted to get... They don't want to live it together anymore. They blend it.
But she couldn't even...
But she
couldn't
ball.
Even
yeah.
be like, I don't... This
Sorry.
Is not working out.
She pulled
exactly.
it out of her head and there was some
yeah.
football.
No, I think the issue is that she also didn't hide the fact that the other roommate had a dog. Like, she ended up just posting
She
like,
said,
I'm
like, there's no puppy.
That's
like,
a 5.
Yeah.
Not
two
bad bitches.
That's a 5. That's a 5.
That's a 5, too.
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
Okay,
we're not going... We're not going to be friends. Absolutely
this
not.
One's so stupid. It's called Backstabber.
No.
In Ooh. Sixth grade, my best friend came up to me and literally stabbed me in the back with a pencil.
That's a 1.
That's a 1.
That's a 1.
How
yeah.
is that a
she
moment
She literally got backstabbed.
How is that a moment of weakness? She's like, sorry, the voices.
Too
loud.
Wait,
sixth grade.
Bro, what if she just had like anger management issues? You're still a child. You're like 12.
There's still time to cut that bitch off. It's sixth grade.
Yeah, but be like, oh my god, remember that time in sixth grade when you literally stabbed me in the back?
Michael, I have an aunt that stabbed the kid with a pencil when she was with that brown.
Michael,
the
you're dead. Anyway,
that's illegal.
It was the 60s.
What did you get
charged
for?
Nothing.
That's
it was
all?
The 60s.
Oh well. That's
anyways.
Different times.
Different times.
Different times. Back then, the man could beat their wife's up.
Back then, 11-year-olds were getting married.
Back then, 14-year-olds were having like 5 kids.
That's what I'm saying.
Back then, you can get away with anything you want.
Okay, anyways, we get it back then.
Now.
Okay, nah, 2020.
So, what do you guys, you said 1-1. I would say
no,
that.
No, I would say like a.
I said 1. I was like a
okay, who gets
that's
the
like 45. This is psycho. This is the pencil next to me, a real knife.
But you don't know the situation.
No, but put yourself, you're in sixth grade and your Luz, friend literally stabbed you in the back.
Luz, let me ask you this.
I'd be pissed.
In what situation? Is it acceptable for someone to stab you in the back with
no,
a pencil?
Like,
no.
No.
No. Okay,
this
I had
meant,
a
this was meant with malice.
No, but You know what little kids go through. Little kids go through a lot.
What if she heard the expression "stab your best friend in the back"? She's like, oh, okay.
Me putting myself in like my sixth grade shoes, I'd be pretty pissed. I'll put. That
I'd be
out.
Mad, but out of three. Also, I have friends that I've been friends with since sixth grade, and like they've done some stupid stuff to me or to each other, and like it's like a past.
But like, young. Have you been stabbed?
By a
someone
pencil
in the back on my head.
What?
WWE.
He literally like straight up dropped a chair on my head. I still don't know if it was an accident, but you know, like, it's Kate, he got a pass.
Best friends.
We're best friends, man.
Okay, so Luz has a questionable judgment of character.
She's the one, never mind.
You what?
Right? Nothing, go on, move on.
Moving on. Speak up!
Moving on.
I'm just
kidding. Speak up!
Say what you chose.
Chose.
That was forced, low note.
But obviously, I don't speak that low.
Alright. Start fighting.
It's like when you're in the car with your homie and start fighting. Like, I'm gonna crash this car and you're in the back like.
Oh, you all have
moments like that. I don't care if he's in the back, I'm crashing this car right now.
You're like, have you guys ever been in the car when a couple's fighting?
Dude,
like,
it's
in the
yes.
So awkward.
Yeah.
I'm literally like, I can't hear.
You know what's the most awkward thing is when they ask you a question to bring you into the conversation.
Oh yeah, when they're like, am I right? What do you think? Yeah, you wouldn't get my right or what?
No, I'm English.
One time I got asked, oh, who do you think is right? I'm like, I want tacos. That's all I want right now.
Anyways.
Hey, next story.
We're gonna
leave this. Oh, you're gonna
I want. What?
But wait, did we already rate that one?
Yes, you
rated it. What are you talking about?
We rated it. Get off
that.
We rated that shit 5 minutes ago.
Alright, move on.
Okay, this is called Bye Felicia. My friend stole $50,000 from a business we started together and took off to Costa Rica.
That's a 10 right there.
That's a moment of weakness.
What's the friend like? What's the friend like? I grew our empire. It was a secret. You want half of it now?
What if she's thriving with that business in Costa Rica? And
yeah, without
like,
you though.
Yeah, but she literally just.
She's just expanding. You know, she's waiting to come back.
Obviously not. So a 5. Definitely not. That's not.
Now we know who's gonna leave the podcast. In the future,
take the money.
I think it was pretty clear that I said I would expand the podcast
without them.
Without them, and without even letting us know,
no, better pick it up over
that's
there.
That's gonna be Rico in his 20s.
Rico in 30s.
Rico in Costa Rica.
Coming to you live from Costa Rica.
In my 20s, from Costa Rica.
Okay, yeah.
He's in his
Costa Rica.
The Gulf of Rico.
Okay. Next story.
Was that last episode? And this episode?
Next story.
Okay, this is called The Mean Girl. The day of my birthday, my best friend went to my party of a girl she didn't even know because it was full of girls. Wait, what? Hold on.
Looks like
the day of my birthday, my best friend went to a party of a girl she didn't even know but because it was full of girls. I went to a restaurant alone because I didn't want... my father to... Wait, what? I'm dyslexic right now. Can you read it?
She dished her friend for a party.
The day of my birthday, my best friend went to a party of a girl she didn't even know because it was full of girls. I went to a restaurant alone because I didn't want my father to worry. So maybe, like, no one was
her
going to...
Friend.
Oh, maybe.
It was her guy best friend.
Yeah.
Because he went.
Oh, so he went... It's a guy. This is a guy.
Probably.
And he went to a party full of girls.
Mm-hmm.
And she
no,
much
of a girl she didn't even know. It's a girl best friend.
Well, maybe she's lesbo. this is weird. It doesn't make sense. We're going to cut this out.
Next one. Sorry. Okay. Absolutely heartbreaking betrayal. I raised 11,000. I raised 11,000 for a friend who had 2 types of breast cancer. I raised his money in 4 hours, handed it all over to her, and then she went around telling everyone I stole 5K from her. I still get hate mail now.
What the fuck?
Oh, heck no. 5.
That's a 5, bro.
You get out of your way, you raise all this money, give it all to her, and then she's like, she owes me money.
She
what?
Dude, I hope she got cancer because of that.
She already had.
I hope she didn't survive.
Yeah,
oh,
that's intense. Don't put that in.
I'm sorry.
Cut that out. That was the moment of weakness.
That wasn't me, guys. That wasn't me.
Cancer one's a five. Okay.
Yeah,
absolutely five.
This one's called Straight Up Disgusting. I had one friend hook me up with a guy she knew. Turns out the only reason why she set me up with him is because she was known for having STIs, and she wanted me to get chlamydia. Since she couldn't have kids and I was fertile but child free.
Wait, what?
Bro, that's just psycho, right?
No,
That's psychotic.
Like, that's psycho. Why would you want your best friend to get.
Bro, that's not even on the scale. Broke my scale.
Yeah,
BMS. That's
insane.
I think the smart thing would have done if you wanted kids and you would ask your best friend if she would donate
her
eggs.
But you
just
don't.
Yes. But, like, what she do is psychotic.
I know.
Like, she's like, I can't have any known.
I can't have any other. Oh, gives a fuck.
Damn. Okay. Honestly, I'm like really slow. I just processed it. So pretty much, from my understanding, a friend set up their best friend on a blind date, right? And in that blind date, she knew that that person had AIDS, and she wanted that person, her best friend, to suffer with her because she was infertile. That's
because
pretty.
You can
still
have kids with it if you have AIDS. So.
Well, if you have an AIDS, you can have
it. But the child would be born with AIDS.
Yeah, but there's ways.
Like Forrest Gump?
It depends.
Well. Oh yeah,
I forgot about that movie.
What's a five? That's a psycho girlfriend. I mean, friend.
So she could still have.
That's a 10.
That's a 10. Yeah.
That's a beyond a five, dude.
That's a 10.
Bro, we are not friends.
Yeah.
Like you're going to jail for that.
No, literally though.
Rico, you got any other stories?
I had a friend who I thought was pretty awesome, right up until she developed a habit of getting super drunk and then sleeping with whoever I was dating at the time. And yes, I have a habit because it happened more than once, although I can't say we stayed friends after the first two.
Okay, so five. Okay, now that we read all these, does anyone have any story of, like, something you forgave your friends for? That, like, maybe you shouldn't have, but, like, you still did?
I think they've all forgiven me for being, like, super stupid as shit all the time.
Yeah,
Michael doesn't count.
Michael doesn't count.
That's
many
moments of weakness.
We're here every day, Michael.
That's a moment of stupidness.
Michael, being a friend, like, being your friend, we have to.
That's a moment of Michael.
It's a Michael moment.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think I'm, like, the other way around. My friends have forgiven me.
For doing
when that. They really shouldn't have. Or, like, they didn't have to.
I think it was a moment of weakness.
You know what?
It was a change of character.
Yeah, Linda, what was that? So, I think for me, my friends forgave me for the person that I was or how I treated them.
Mm-hmm.
So, pretty much, like, a shout out to them for forgiving me when they didn't need to. I'm not saying, like, they didn't have to, but they didn't need to forgive me because, like, their life would have been
It was our charity work, you know?
So, like,
it was whatever.
Their life would have been the same with or without me. Like, I'm not trying to get too deep, but, like, it still would have flowed.
We're pretty deep. Right
they still would have been. So, I think for me, is they forgave me, and, like...
What did you do?
I mean, I was just a crappy person to all of them.
Yeah, you actually were.
I was a really crappy person, you know? Like,
to sum it up.
Okay, raiding your pantry does not make you a crappy person.
Maybe sure.
Yeah, you raided my pantry.
No, but then when your mom and
dad...
Wait,
that's fucking cookie,
yeah.
Okay?
You ate all the bread.
He ate the last slice of pizza.
Nah, but yeah, I think...
Have you criticized this cooking?
I think, like, my rating was, like, a 10 for being, like, the worst friend to them. And, like, when someone is, like, being toxic or negative, like, in your life, you can just cut them off. And, like, you know what? We don't need you in my life anymore. My life is so much better without you. So I think... That's me. Like, that's my story. Like, they forgave me and they accepted me back into their lives with open arms.
I got a story about that once. You left me and another person.
Give Michael the mic.
Give me the mic. This man left me and another friend get out in the middle of the street to walk home when we went to McDonald's.
Oh.
No, it was me. It was Steven and him. And this fool. We all went to McDonald's.
Yeah. I remember that.
Literally there that day.
Here's another story. While we're at it. So me, Efren, and Steven went to the Padres game, right? And I had asked Efren if I could borrow 15 cents to buy an apple.
15 cents? And we all knew what that apple was meant for. And I was like, I'm not having it today. I was like,
oh, you weren't hungry.
All I need was 15 cents, okay?
And then this guy's like, we're downtown, we just fit in with the homeless, we just like...
I'm with you on this one.
So I'm like, bro, we went to a Padres game, we just left the Padres game, we're gonna go back home, you only want 15 cents to go smoke at a random corner with the homeless?
I'm down.
Well, time out.
We're just gonna eat the apple.
We're gonna eat the apple. What are you talking about?
My bad. Yeah.
It was a green apple.
I love green apples. But hear me out. Okay, look. This is what happened with the whole car story. First of all, okay, so we go to McDonald's at the volleyball practice.
Let them explain what I'm saying.
Okay? So I'm chilling at McDonald's and I get my food, we all get our food, and then they didn't get my cup, right? So I went to go get my cup, and when I get my cup, first of all, okay, keep in mind, I had no money at this time, I only had a lunch from what my dad gave me. I bought my food, they took chicken nuggets from me, I got a 20 piece, they took like 8 from my, so I was like, what the hell, why did I only get 2 chicken nuggets?
We convinced them that they gave up, so we went back and complained. He's like, isn't there supposed to be 10?
So then, when I come back, they opened a buffalo sauce and they put it in my Sprite. So they stole my food.
That wasn't me.
And they put sauce. So I was like,
you didn't know this.
So then, at the time when I was already being a dick to my friends, I was like, bro, really? They're gonna do this to me when I did nothing? So
because you're a terrible
person. So then, I was giving them a ride home and I was like, after this, I'm not gonna take you guys home. Like, I'm being dead ass and like, nah, you're capping. I was like, no, I'm not gonna take you guys home. Because I guess it wasn't cool, you know? So I was literally just driving home, and when they realized that I wasn't kidding, they got out of my car and they walked home. Straight up.
Yeah.
No, honestly.
No, but to be
fair. Not even a moment of weakness. I support that.
No, but to be fair, we did actually apologize for doing that before.
It was pretty fucked up.
I think it was a funny prank. You just took it, like, to the heart. Because you could have rinsed out your cup. I would have rinsed out my cup, and it's just 2 chicken nuggets.
They didn't take 2.
No,
they
left
2.
They left 2.
They left 2.
And he convinced him to go back and be like, hey, where are the rest of our chicken
nuggets? That's a prank.
Because remember.
They didn't even buy him more chicken
nuggets. Did you get like the refill for the chicken nuggets?
Honestly, I don't remember.
Yeah, no, he didn't get food. No, he didn't get food. No, but the thing was, we put all the nuggets back that we took.
No, you guys ate that shit.
No, we gave them.
No,
I swear.
I remember. And we gave them back.
No, there wasn't none. There was 2 left in my box. So I was with them used.
I put them.
I was like, why is there 2 and a 10? Because I put my foot and my bag down. So when I went to get my cup.
Yeah.
My mind is like, nobody touched my food, right? Because everybody has your own food. The fact that they had their own food and they wanted to steal more food, like, how hungry are you?
It's
how
also the fact that, like, you're out of practice, you're starving.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what
I'm saying.
You're
like,
so technically,
you're
I was
still driving these food.
And I'm driving you guys. So I was not in the wrong for that.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, it was
funny.
I, like, now that I look back, oh, yeah, that was funny. Like,
but
whatever.
Then,
it was funny.
But, like, the time, like, nah, fam. Like, my actions were
reasonable.
Okay, bro.
No, but the
I sincerely
so
apologize.
That's
the
one.
No, I guess Michael and Steven were just so lazy to walk home.
In conclusion, that was a
because they got off of Salmos in college anyway.
Okay,
college
whatever. No,
okay.
Wait, was I? Then I wasn't there for that.
No,
you
were there for the.
You got picked up.
By the way, that was you were there.
Oh,
right.
Or somebody took you. I don't know who took.
Hey, so with that being said, do you want to plug anything? No. I just want to plug Prime. You know, check your local Target. Ralph's and all the good stores to find
your
Prime.
Not sponsored.
I don't
know. You should plug
Prime Hydration. Oh yeah, also shout out to the new brand Heavenly Support. Check them out on Heavenly Support. I don't even know
on
what
Instagram.
They have. Mm-hmm. On Instagram, Heavenly Support.
Mm-hmm.
Check out their hoodies, hats, shirts, whatever else they have.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out them. You guys want to plug anything?
You can follow me on Instagram at Rico Seja. Add me on Snapchat at AdreSeja.
Your Snapchat?
Yeah.
Who uses Snapchat?
I do. I actually.
You all do, actually.
I post a lot. Also, fucking lose. Always have a double down there. Always.
Why did you say that? I'm just trying to shit on you.
All right.
But yes.
Also,
go, Michael.
Also, too, check out the new episode of Kenobi. This episode is fire, and there's only one left. So make it count, all right? Here you go.
With that being said, in my 20s out.
Bye.
Bye.